Slept Kingdom, we have some exciting announcements for you today. Tiger Belly is finally having its first official live show. Tickets are on sale now at tigerbellylive.com. Join the Slept King, Kalila, myself, and George on June 25th at the Ace Theater in Los Angeles, California. Don't miss out on this. It's going to be pure, pure chaos. So get your tickets to the first ever Tiger Belly Live game show at tigerbellylive.com. Brand new merch is dropping tomorrow, or if you're watching this on YouTube, it has dropped already. So head over to SleptKingdom.com. We got a brand new Stay Slept custom dyed tee, a Nosotros Papaya to You, My Friend mug, and everyone's been asking about stickers. Well, we got a brand new sticker pack. So make sure you head over to SleptKingdom.com and copy new merch before it sells out. We also got some new stuff dropping on Legacy tomorrow as well. So if you're a true sleeper or a little papaya boy, scan the QR code on the screen or click the link down below. We want to gift you some free Tiger Belly NFT cards. So collect the cards, earn points, and check out the rewards and exclusives at legacy.shop/tigerbelly. Enjoy the show.
Good.
He has. Well, he's unlike. Hair. He's unlike the photos.
What do you mean?
I'll get into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even his skinny photos, he's unlike it.
Oh no.
Bobby is obsessed with body transformations. Mm. I mean, obsessed.
I love transformations.
Me too.
So he is going to probably.
No, I'm not. Don't tell me how I'm going to be.
You're right. Don't.
Yeah. Am I going to be? I'm not mean.
No. But he does this a lot with Gilbert, because Gilbert also wants to.
I also go up and down.
He really just kind of.
No, I don't.
He just recently went through his own body transformation.
But I'm getting it back.
No, you're not.
And I said, "Fall mouse fatty," right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then that was mean.
We were already here. We already dealt with it.
Yeah,
don't worry. Don't be weird.
And so
Josh is a fan.
It's in the language. So it's she's a foul mouth big person.
Big person.
We admonished him.
If I were her PR person or someone in her ear, I'd be like, if you came out with a podcast called Fouled Mouth Fatty, yeah.
Crush it.
It would crush it. Yeah. Anyway, let's start.
Let's start with that.
Very good, Josh Peck. Very nice.
Oh, do it again. God, you know the rules of trying to like.
Yeah. Very nice. So, you did it already?
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of TB.
I can't find my hole.
I'll show you where your hole is, baby. Maybe.
Now?
Such a creep.
No.
Show me where my hole is, for real.
Use your nose.
I honestly find my clitoris right now.
Right?
Find it in front
find
of
me. I can
clitoris.
Close my eyes and find it. It's okay. Boar meat and pineapple.
Why boar meat, dude?
I don't know. She's an islander.
Okay.
You know?
The Visayan warthog. That's a real.
Close your eyes. Smell. Find my dick. What does it smell like? Close your eyes.
Okay. Honestly.
Yeah.
I want to say, what's that wild mushroom you find in the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, the wild mushroom?
Chanterelles.
Yes, chanterelles.
Thank you.
Chanterelles.
Fancy. Very good mushroom.
And what's that mushroom you find on an athlete having itch on their feet?
Athlete's foot.
Athlete's foot.
Yeah, it's a cross between
fungus.
Two mushrooms.
Okay. All right. Anyway, welcome to another episode. We have a very fabulous guest. We've been chatting before the podcast, and you know, I've been looking at his photo. I'd never met him in physical reality. But you fantasize through photographs and images because he's done a lot of work. You know, he's done some of my favorite remakes of all time, Turner and Hooch and The Red Dawn. I thought it was the better Red Dawn. But my point is this.
Top.
He's also has his own show on Nickelodeon, and he was in the Amanda Bynes show on Nickelodeon, I think, right? And he's done so much work, it's unbelievable. But he's also a podcaster and a friend. He was a circular. He was heavy. What I'm saying is that as a kid, he was chubbo. Mm. Can you say that?
Yeah, fat fuck.
Oh, he knows the show.
Yeah, he knows the show. So he was a chubby guy.
Huge.
And then he transformed, and now his legs are like Rogan's legs. He does. He has Joe Rogan's legs. His body's
neck.
Yeah. His body's really nice. He's just all around really, you know, you got a Tom Hanksy vibe about you.
Oh.
You know what I mean? About just kind of like a wholesome, you know, boy next door, you know what I mean? Kind of a guy. Josh Peck, give him a round of applause.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for coming.
What an honor.
Let me ask you something.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Let's start here.
Yeah. So who's the guy to the left?
Echo Unlimited.
So good. When you're that big, you've got to embrace hip-hop streetwear.
It's the only thing you can.
How old are you in that photo?
15, maybe. 15.
Were you smashing then or no?
No.
Why?
Oh, no.
You're a TV star.
Doesn't matter.
You can't? Is there a contract?
No.
Nickelodeon contract?
You can't smash?
No, just I was too insecure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I would sit home and just alphabetize my DVDs.
So funny because when I was a kid and I would see other kids on TV, I always thought, oh, they're smashing, doing cocaine, and you did none of that.
That came later, like 2.5 years later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, both. Smashing and the cocaine.
Oh, so you're 15 there. At 17, you start smashing?
I lost my virginity at 18 to a woman who was like 15 years older than me who lived in my apartment complex.
Oh, wow.
Within a mile of here.
How did that transpire?
How did that transpire?
Okay, so I guess I can give it sort of location-wise. I grew up at an Avalon apartment complex.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's not too far. And it's like the Oakwoods where everyone moves when they come down.
Yeah.
I stayed for 15 years, all right?
Yeah.
That's how highly I think of myself. So so I'm 18. I just have lost, I'm in that weird spot, right? I'm not 300 pounds anymore, but I'm 220. But I'm on my way down. It's looking good.
Mm.
So my mom, still living with mom, we decided to do a little, you know, refurbishment of the living room. Get a nicer TV.
Yeah.
A hutch. So we sell the TV like you do in an apartment building. You put up an ad in the elevator.
Right.
Selling a TV, Zenith, 37-inch. We're doing well.
Do you remember how much you were selling it for?
150.
Wow. Okay.
125.
TVs back then were still high value and very expensive. They're not so much now.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
So this lovely woman buys the TV. So I go and deliver the TV to her apartment.
Oh my God. This is a fantasy, dude.
This is a porn movie, right?
In the valley, too?
And I swear to God, I have arousals right now.
Arousals, not arousals.
I have No, no, no.
Please.
You won't be able to see it. Anyway.
If when you want to see it, he don't show.
Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have been like, I don't want
to. Yeah. I'm that guy. So You have a TV with you,
mm-hmm.
right? Does she know? Let me. I have this question. So, does she know who you are in terms of the television and all the things you've done?
I don't know. She was a nurse, she, first responder.
right. She's a good person. Yeah.
Good person. And, but it doesn't. So I drop it off, and it doesn't happen the first time. But I get this feeling the first time, it could only come from a woman of maturity.
Right.
Where I said, I could do stuff with that girl.
In your mind, you thought that.
Yeah. I just got a vibe from her that was very clearly like.
Was she flirting?
I think that must be what it is.
Yeah, she was flirting.
But I was like, any other flirt.
So excited.
So excited.
Well, this is like, I feel like every young boy.
Yes.
Like dream come true scenario.
Yeah. It's also funny because it seems like. The kind of work he's done, it seems like a sitcom scenario.
On the flip side, this is every young girl's nightmare scenario.
Why?
Right.
If it were the other way and I was delivering TV to an older man and I got the vibe that he was like
Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Dr.
It was Dr. Drew.
You know what?
What?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it depends.
I watched the pod Anthony Bourdain.
Oh yeah. Well, then.
Then you would. Yeah. So that's not a nightmare.
Okay.
So don't lie.
Don't lie.
Don't ever lie again to me. Go ahead.
So I leave, and I just remember thinking, if I ever hear from this woman again, I'm going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Please.
I'm going to raise my hand. And if you don't have to answer it,
please.
But every time I raise my hand, just if you can, give me that.
If you can.
Did you jerk off to her afterwards?
Probably.
Okay, great. Yeah. Go ahead.
So you found her equally attractive.
No, I remember she was a very cute girl, probably 30, 40 lbs overweight, which was like perfect. I'm like, same.
Right.
Yeah, like, this is very doable.
Cute face.
Very lovely.
Okay.
Yeah. Like an Akron 8.
I was more imagining a Kelly Clarkson.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
I like Kelly Clarkson.
What are some other thick queens?
If Eric Stonestreet was trans.
Yes. Oh,
a
yeah.
A younger Eric Stonestreet, but trans.
Trans, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm getting the picture.
Yes.
Different picture, but
yeah,
you're getting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, okay, go, move on.
So, 1 week later, my mom calls me into her room. She goes, you know that lady we sold the TV to?
Yeah.
She doesn't know how to use a remote.
It's porn. It's a porn, dude.
It's a porn. Yeah.
So, will you go over there and show her? I go,
wow. This...
No problem.
How did you say it one more time?
Yeah, like dice.
No problem.
Yeah.
An issue.
Yeah, not an issue. Right.
So at this point, I've just started smoking weed, right?
Right, like, right. How old are you now at this point?
18.
Totally, dude.
My language. Is totally. Like, totally, right? So go ahead.
So like on social hierarchy, I'm like, weed is fucking cool.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm going to roll a joint. Bring it over.
He's Sebastian right now. I like it.
So I go to her apartment. I'm showing her how to, you know, work the remote. And I go, hey, smoke weed?
She's like, got milk? Yeah, same tone. Same thing, yeah.
She's like, indeed, I do smoke weed. I'm like, joint right here.
Yeah.
You know? So we smoke the joint.
Right.
Start kissing.
Back up.
Build the tension some more.
My bad.
All right, so I need there's gaps in there, okay?
Okay.
So you smoke the weed on a I need to know that.
Casting couch?
On a couch, yeah.
On a couch or not in the so it's inside the apartment.
In the apartment.
Okay, good. So you smoke weed.
It's an Avalon community.
Right. And then now, is there small talk? You're smoking it. Is there any kind of dial? What's going on here?
It must have been. I'm not sure.
All right, sure.
What do you do for a living, young man?
Well, I'm an actor. I'm on Drake and Josh. I'm the Josh part.
Did she
know what that sound is?
Before the sex. Did she know that?
I would imagine so. Maybe.
It was internet back then, right?
Well, yeah, there was the internet.
Okay. I don't know what year it was. So.
Al Gore created it.
Yeah. That year.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. She probably did because she had met my mom when she bought the TV, and there's no one who meets my mom that doesn't know that I'm an actor.
Oh, right.
My son? My mom was at the ENT today, at the ear, nose, and throat doctor. She's like, the receptionist loves you. I'm like, how did I come up?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just knew that I had to make a move. I needed to go in for a kiss.
Yeah.
And then we're kissing, right?
The tongue, everything.
All the things.
You had kissed previous to this time.
A little bit, but very little. Like, maybe one aggressive game of spin the bottle where a girl... No, like with
make
tongues.
Out. Okay, yeah.
But, like, that was, like, a girl taking mercy on my, like, chubby heart. Like,
yeah.
And so we were kissing... And I'll never forget this. And my pants come off, right? Like, my ankles.
You pull them down? She pulls them
down? She's, like, pulling. I'm pulling. I'm like, I know where this goes, you know?
God. Oh, my God. Wow. I'm so happy. Listen to the story.
So she excuses herself to the bathroom. And me, new to this, not knowing that that's, like, sometimes a thing people do.
Yeah.
I leave.
Wait.
And I'm at the door.
Why are you leaving?
Because I'm like, oh, we're done.
He doesn't know that she's over there to either pee or wash.
Or clean up.
She's washing her vag.
Well, I didn't...
Or pee before sex.
It's so weird that you would...
All I did was play Dreamcast.
I understand that, but what I'm saying... What do you think she's doing?
I'm like, it's over. We had a nice time.
Right.
I'm going to make this easy for her.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Imagine if she left, he left, and she comes in lingerie.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck?
Oil, lube.
She keeps her lingerie in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Gun the towel.
All right, so you're at the door. She comes out and goes, where are you going, probably?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, you want to be her?
Yeah, let's try to play it out here.
Yeah, all right. Please.
So excited.
All right, so you're at the door, right?
Yeah.
I have to do sound effects.
Wait, hold
too.
On. Let's start from when you excuse yourself to the bathroom.
Excuse me. Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Of course.
Okay.
Sure.
So now I'm in the bathroom.
Man.
How do we wash? Show me.
What? Oh, I have to do physical?
Yeah.
Just slap that.
Oh, you spit wash.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right? And then probably my asshole too, right?
Yeah. Oh, got to.
Right? Because they're connected. No, fuck the hair. Right? Put the asshole on the faucet.
Yeah.
Right? High pressure. And now I hear tap, 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 tap. He's walking. You know what I mean? We're like, tap, 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 tap. I open the door. Where are you going?
Oh, I thought we were done.
Oh, no, I was just, you know, I was in the bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said, come to my room.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I don't know the script, so send me the script. Listen, yeah. Listen. But first of all, I don't like your tone, right? Well, because, okay. For number one, I told you to email these sites.
Before last night, right?
So it's like, you know, so I had time to memorize.
I know.
Right, so it's like, it's just... Anyway,
let's just live in the moment. Let's be free.
All right, let's be free. Okay, all right. Oh, so this is a curb.
The film's film's free. Don't you hate when they say that with digital?
Yeah.
We can keep filming. It's free. I'm like, fucking give me a break. Yeah. I'll go home.
So, all right, so come to my room.
Okay, great.
Okay. I don't know what happens now. Yeah. I didn't read the script.
We proceeded to do everything that I'd ever seen.
Wow.
Ever.
Amazing.
Like I literally went down my list because I didn't know if we would ever do this again.
Wow.
Or if I would ever do it.
Wow.
So I checked every box in like 8 minutes.
What were the boxes?
Every position,
I just want to know your variety of positions. So can we make? I'll ask you then. Cowgirl.
Yep.
Reverse?
No, I didn't say reverse yet, right? Reverse cowgirl.
Okay. I don't think so.
Okay.
That was a little too exotic.
All right.
For your boy.
Doggy.
Oh, yes.
Classic.
It's yeah.
Classic. Come on.
Did you go European 69?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you
go 33?
What's 33, babe? You know,
what does that look like?
From the side.
Yeah.
Probably mid-transition. Okay. I was like, Let's knock this out for a couple seconds.
Did you go dirty? Like these are like specialty moves.
Yeah.
So did you do the dirty Sanchez?
Did you shit on?
Yeah. How about a Blumpy?
Blumpy, no. Boston Steamer.
Do you know what a Blumpy is?
I think there's shit involved.
I think it's like a blowjob while you shit.
Yeah, while you're shitting, she gives you a blowjob.
Right. Which is kind of...
It's not professional. You're not going like extreme professional.
No.
Yeah.
This is just like...
What about the paranormal? Did you do the paranormal?
Where we summoned spirits?
Or the Houdini?
No,
we did a Ouija board while we're mid-coitus?
No, the paranormal is when you turn off all the lights, right? You do her from behind, right? Mm-hmm. And then what you do is you switch out with your friend, right? And then you walk by the window.
And say hi.
So she sees you walk through by the window.
It's illegal.
that's illegal. That's illegal. You're right. That's illegal.
You can call it anything fun you want.
Yeah. That's illegal.
It's
still illegal. That seems illegal. Ooh. Yeah, but she doesn't know. But my point is
all sorts.
These are all right. So did you do any of these?
No.
All right.
Those are all
right. So you did.
Does anyone do
who's
that?
Who's ever done
the Mission Impossible?
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, right.
You have to put your leg between the man's leg.
I don't have that much muscles.
Yeah. Like, there's no.
That's only imagine for like acro yoga people.
Yeah.
Bro, the bridge of Madison County.
Yeah.
That's.
We've all been in relationships. Everyone in this room has been in multi-year relationships at this point. Is anyone doing that shit?
No, because I'm not in Cirque du Soleil. Like,
I'm sorry, I'm not French Canadian.
Yeah, these are insane. What about Dirty Dancing? Have you tried that?
That's pretty common.
Gilbert, have you tried that?
Yes, I have.
I've never done Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, but it's also not great, right? It's like...
It's more for
it's
fun.
It's good for photography.
Yeah.
Not great for feeling.
Dirty Dancing, I just can't imagine just the woman's arm shaking because it's like burning. Yeah.
Because she's doing a handstand.
Yeah. I don't know how anyone's getting anything out of Stargate.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah. What if a portal opens when you do that?
Stargate's not flattering for the midsection.
Right.
A little insecure.
What's top?
You're right, because the tits hang weird and sitting up like that too.
Mine too.
Top Gun is interesting.
I can't wait
for Maverick.
This isn't.
Is that true?
I heard it's good. No, I heard it's really good.
Is it? I believe it.
Yeah, and I'm excited for it. Anyway, you didn't do any of these. So you did the traditional Christian.
Yeah, knocked it out.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
did you come
Christian.
Good?
Yeah, quick, standard.
Right. Did you wear protection?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Did you have it or did she?
I had it.
Wow.
But I was ready.
Oh, you were ready. Okay.
I was ready, and I was a kid actor, so I knew the pitfalls of someone like allowed me to properly prepare for this. And I wound up leaving, and then she got sprung on your boy.
What do you mean?
She got liked. She ended up liking him hard.
Like me hard.
She started liking you.
Mm. Yeah, and then she started threatening me.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Like, Here's what I think. I think she knew exactly who you were from the get-go.
And bought the TV just to get to me?
Well, no, I mean, as soon as she realized, oh, this is the person, I know who he is, I'm going to hatch a plan.
Mm. Wow. Let
me ask you this. Did you have sex with her after that?
Yeah.
How many times? A lot?
One more time when it was all cool. And then I fell in love with a girl that was age appropriate, who was like 19.
Oh.
Also lived at the Avalon. Great dating pool.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so, of course, I like fell head over heels for her.
Yeah.
And so then this girl is starting to call me once a week, a couple times a week.
Wow.
So much so that she finally starts going, I'm sure your mother would hate to hear what you've been up to.
Oh,
God. I'm like, you're going to tell my mom?
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, she now knows from this podcast. Sorry, mom.
You've never told the story before?
No, I have, but, yeah, yeah. but not with the sex position.
Right. So then, so after that, that you lost her virginity to her. Whatever happened to her, do you know?
No, I don't know. I mean...
You moved out of...
I'm 35. She's in her 50s now.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Good for her.
She might have kids and, you know, a family.
Probably not.
Nah. Alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe. Now listening to this podcast, just angry, this podcast, you think?
Maybe,
yeah.
Then, you know what? I'll correct it. Ma'am, I think. I'm not going to say her name. Thank you. Thank you so much. I needed it. I needed it bad.
Good, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. I needed someone to shepherd me through this.
It's a public service, I think.
I think so, too. God bless
you. There's many women in my past that I want to thank. You know what I mean?
Totally. The girl in the closet after the comedy show. We love that story.
See?
Come on.
You know, so you know a lot. Yeah, you know a lot, where I cried and looked at Jesus.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nosotros, baby.
Nosotros to you, my friend. And I really appreciate that.
Hey,
you know?
Anytime.
So you told me earlier that... I never saw Red Dead, the remake of Red Dead. Not Red Dead, Red Dawn. Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Right? But I hadn't seen the original Red Dawn in many, many years, probably since in my early 20s, right? And you were telling me that Red Dawn isn't good. Why?
I did the remake, which is the movie's fine. I'm just terrible in it. The original I didn't see till we finished the movie because I was like, I don't want to be infiltrated. I want to make sure my performance is pristine. And so I watch it like a week after we get home from filming. And by the way, at this time, it's 2008. So it's been so hyped to me by everyone who worked on the film because they're all 40 and 50 year old dudes.
Right.
Who like watched it at a time where it felt so real.
Let me see. Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Dude, I play his brother. What a mistake.
Chris Hemsworth's brother.
Oh, I know. Amazing.
What was the casting director thinking?
Yeah.
Josh Hutcherson.
Hutcherson, yeah.
Wow. Who else? That's it. Yeah.
Chris Hemsworth.
I'm sure everyone's great. But how was he? What was he like?
The best.
Oh, yeah. He seems so nice.
Oh, man. It's not fair.
Yeah.
So he had booked Thor, but he didn't go to shoot it for 6 months after.
Oh, wow.
So this is pre-Thor working out, eating protein, being super Australian. He used to call me and Josh Hutcherson his cubs.
Oh.
So like we'd be hanging out in the middle of scenes, like resting. He'd be like, oi, tired cubs. We'd be at the lunch line and he'd be like, oh, hungry cubs. And I'd be like...
That's great.
He was the best. He's the nicest. And I spent that. I was so intimidated because here I am, right? I lost 120 pounds.
Yeah.
I had dreamed of being in a movie like this.
Yeah.
And I'm getting
this.
Which
one are you? The one on the right?
Yeah, the stoic one in the beanie.
Yeah, that's you. Wow. Okay.
And I just shank it from day one because I tried to be Chris Hemsworth. When all they needed me to be was Josh Peck.
So what do you mean? Your performances? The director would be like, hey, what are you doing?
No, I wish he had said that. They just let me shank it.
Oh,
I wish someone had said, what are you doing?
All right.
Like, I wish someone had been like, less.
Yeah, less. Yeah, it's funny. It's like, you know, a lot of times when they don't give you notes and you're going through your gut instinct, I always think to myself, I know I'm doing it wrong, but no one's saying anything.
Ooh.
And you know what I mean? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I guess I could just keep doing what I'm doing because they're happy, but I think instinctually it's wrong.
But don't you feel equally, I know that on the days where you get a lot of notes, you're also not happy.
But it generally turns out that they're right. you know, when you watch it later, you know, it's frustrating, you know, when they, especially when they don't give you the right, like they're not clear about it. Fast but sweet. And you're like, what?
How do you do fast but sweet? Show me fast but sweet.
So I really think that I really like you.
That was fast as
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, or like, you know, I don't know what, a lot of people's notes are like slower or faster, right? Yeah.
Those, like, those I find are good notes.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just like very direct.
It's direct, yeah. What's a difficult note, you think?
When it, there's just too much talking. Like, imagine a time in your life, fuck off. Enough. Just like, yeah, I like things. I got a note once, it was just like more gravitas. I'm like, I think I know what that word is.
Oh, right.
But like, or my friend that, who's a great director, he always says, like, I try to give actionable notes. Like, so I'll say, like, take care of her, like in the scene.
That I can understand that. You know, the other day I did the History of the World. I don't know if it's a movie or TV show, but it was Ike Barinholtz and Nick Kroll. And on paper, it was only a couple of lines. And they were like, all right, so say this. And they would give me, like, I'm not kidding you, 30 things to say. All right, action. Like, specific things, right? And it was just so hard to, like, you know what I mean? At one point, I had to go, guys, stop the cameras, right? Let's go off to the side and just tell me exactly, and let me say it first. But it's, like, sometimes it's, like, super stressful, and you know what I mean? Anyway, I don't know why I went on the tangent. I apologize. Mm-hmm. My point is that about Red Dawn, right? Is what it's called? The first one, it was Russians attacking. Do you guys know the premise?
No.
I don't.
Okay, so basically, I don't know, it's Kansas or some Midwestern town. Am I right?
I think so. The new one, it was Washington State. I don't know if that's in the original.
Okay, so it's somewhere in mid-America.
Okay.
Colorado,
right? And all of a sudden, the Russians just take over America.
Yeah.
Like, imagine how many, they can't even take over Ukraine. Right? Like, they have a problem with Kyiv. Imagine New York City.
Right.
Imagine Compton.
Yeah.
Right? Like, good luck.
Yeah.
You're dead. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it's like,
They parachute in. So,
there's parachuting.
You see all these parachutes.
I remember a scene where the kids are in school, and one kid just looks out and goes, look at all the people in the parachutes.
Yeah.
And all these Russians are parachuting in, right? And then I remember Harry Dean Stanton was in it. I think that's one of the reasons why I like it.
Swayze's
in
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Grey,
yeah.
Who else had to work together again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it before
or after?
It was before.
Before.
Because I think
maybe
Jennifer,
that's why they hated each other then on Dirty Dancing.
Oh, did they hate each other?
Because Jennifer Grey was in high school. She played a high school person in the show. So it must have been before, I think. And I just remember Harry Dean Stanton was... Yeah, there they are.
Wow.
What's
her name?
See Thomas Howell?
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson. Yeah. What a cast.
What a cast.
And I remember there was a scene where Harry Dean Stanton is in some sort of internment camp. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Like a... What do you call
prisoner
it?
Prisoner of war.
And he's behind these bars, and he's telling Patrick Swayze what to do. You know what I mean? It was a heartbreaking thing, but in retrospect, the whole premise is absurd. So now in yours, is it the same Russians?
No, originally it was China, and then they changed it to North Korea.
Oh.
Yeah.
So North Koreans just coming in parachutes?
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you something. They changed it to North Korea after you shot it?
I think, like...
Oh, they just had Asians on set.
Like, who cares? It doesn't matter. I think change it for whatever. Cambodia, whatever.
Halfway through, they made a big... We were halfway through filming, and they were like, we're going to... Like, I was like, it's a lot of new pages.
Oh,
and
wow.
Because they wanted this movie to be distributed
in China.
I imagine that was a consideration.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting to me. Mm. So... Had they shot Asians halfway during the movie, or was it just before the attack?
I mean, I don't know.
How many Asians were in this movie, and why didn't you get a call?
How about that, right?
How about that?
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think in a North Korean, a Korean, right? Because you... It's not just Ken Jeong and Daniel Dae Kim flying down. Yeah. They need thousands, right?
A lot.
Yeah.
Right. Why didn't I get a call?
But what, were you in 09? Were you just working for Joe Pitka? What was his name?
No. In 09, I was.
What were you doing?
I was on Mad TV.
Yeah.
I think 2000. No, I had just gone off Mad TV and I was unhirable.
Because of the shitting on the in the office.
I don't know. I just was unhirable.
Can
I
we
just,
see the Asians that were cast on that Red Dawn?
Please? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, please. Yeah.
I'll find it.
Find it.
Was this it, is, and
was the movie bad?
Here's the part, the
okay,
thing.
Okay.
I shanked it. Like, and I knew, like, I equate it to being a pyromaniac hanging out outside of a lighter shop. I was like, I'm going to fucking burn this thing down. And I did.
Yeah.
From day one.
But isn't that your perception?
Stop it.
No, because, no, no, no.
Because I got a lot of that for the next, ready? So I get a lot of that for the months after the movie. Editing does wonders. You actors, you're all in your head.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It wasn't as if I finished the test.
You read articles that saying that you were terrible in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm really bad at it.
I love this actor.
Will Young Lee's awesome.
Will Young Lee was the main Korean.
Yeah, Will Young Lee was awesome. The main
okay.
bad dude.
So one.
He was the captain. Everyone was extras.
We'll just CGI him 1,000 times.
It's a bunch of Will Young Lee's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's gonna? Yeah. All right. So
I finished the movie, right? Mm. And so, like, typically, a movie finishes. You have 1 year till it comes out, and then they're like, "Okay, fine. I'll face the executioner, and I'll move on." The movie MGM made it, and they went out of business the day we finished. So now they can't distribute it. So it sat on the shelf for 3 years. Oh. So it doesn't come out. But word's getting around that Peck shanked it. So I'm going into auditions. They're like, "Hi, how's everything?" I'm like, not good. This is bad.
Wow.
It was bad. It was 3 years of like hanging my head.
Oh.
But
wow, really?
This happened. Yeah, it's character building, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but let me go back to your IMDb.
Don't look at a review.
I'm not going to look at a review, but I'm going to look at what you've done. So you did Turner and Hooch in 2021.
Oh, yeah, I did that last year.
So you right. love a good remake.
I love a good, oh, please,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's, you're, obviously, you're on the, this. That's you on the cover.
That's me.
So you're the star of the movie.
I was Disney Turner. Plus?
Right. So did that go well?
Yeah, it went great.
Yeah, did you?
We all recover.
Yeah, yeah.
You get it.
I know.
We've
but,
all been
but
there.
But did you shank, was that the word you shank it?
No. That was just because I was trying, my buddy who's a great actor like me, who's like a non-traditional leading man type,
yeah.
is like, I can punch someone in the face on screen, but I got to go like this after. You know, like,
all right.
I can't do it without any irony. In that movie, I was like, Chris Hemsworth can deliver a line like, "I'm going to save you. Let's meet at the rally point."
Yeah.
I can't deliver that line.
Right.
Just try it.
So was it, what's the line?
I'm going to save us all. Let's meet at the rally point. Okay.
Don't make me laugh, though. Don't be... Yeah.
Okay, baby.
All right. I'm going to save us all. What's so funny? You can't laugh.
I don't feel...
I say this. More calm and conviction.
It was
more
little, calm. It was a little fast but sweet.
You're a leader.
Can I just give like the smallest note?
You're triggering him, dude. You are triggering him.
Just like small. Because I do this. Look at me. We're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
How about no forward energy? How about you sit back on your heels and be a fucking man?
What's the line again?
I'm so nervous
right now. I've never been more nervous in my life. What's the line again?
I'm going to save us all.
Yeah.
Let's meet at the rally point.
Fuck you, dude.
Calm
this
conviction.
Is so hard. Baby, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm sweating inside my body. All right. I can't do it. There's no...
Come here. Cesar Millan, calm and assertive.
Cesar Millan, is he an acting coach?
Yeah.
For dogs, right?
Calm and assertive. You're a leader. You know they can get
us
there.
Focus.
You can get us there.
You got it.
I can't do it. Can you do it first?
Josh, give him a line read.
I don't need a line read.
You sure?
I want you to do it first.
Oh, me or Gilbert?
I want you to do it, Kalila, okay, first, right?
Hold on.
What is the line? we're all forgetting
the
easy.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
All right.
I'm going to save us all. Let's meet at the rally point.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Very good. Very good. Now you.
You clear your nostrils.
Fuck you, man. What?
your nostrils are just doing this.
I know.
I'm not gonna be able to do it. I swear to God, I'm not gonna be able to do it. I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
So you do it.
No, I can't.
yeah, I can't do it.
Now.
So how did you do it in the movie? I'm watching it tonight.
A lot of forward energy. A lot of tension.
All right.
Tension's fucking bad for an actor. That's the one thing I know for sure.
Yeah. Tension.
It was just like a lot of like, I'm gonna save us all. To meet at the rally point.
Oh, right.
Bad. Bob. Like always almost crying. Some beta cuck shit.
Yeah, because you think.
Did you say beta cuck shit?
But you have to imagine. But honestly, it's like you're in a movie, right, with these big people. You think it's going to be a big thing, right?
Mm. Totally.
And you think this is my chance, right? So you do all this work and choices that you make before, right? So I understand. I sympathize with it.
Yeah. I refuse to move on until you say, let's get to the rally point. You're going to save us all, Bobby.
All right. I'm going to save us all. Let's meet at the rally point.
Beautiful. So good.
You have tears in your eyes, too.
Because I'm laughing so much. Those are tears. Those are tears of laughing. That was really hard. You did a movie with Ben Kingsley, too?
Yeah, called The Whackness.
When was that?
It was 2008.
Before Red Dawn.
Yeah, like I extinguished all that goodwill I had accrued.
But that's how you got Red Dawn is probably The Whackness.
Yeah, straight offer.
Wow. Yeah.
Real
so
money.
You think things are going.
Totally.
Things are happening.
Dead stop.
Right. Yeah. So you think that if you did Red Dawn in The Whackness, so if you think you did, who's the other guy in it?
Kingsley. That's me.
Oh, that's Ben Kingsley. Okay, that's you. Amazing. I worked with him too.
Yeah, on The Dictator.
Yeah. I found him to be the sweetest man.
The best. Did you call him Sir Ben?
Yeah, I did call him Sir Ben. And I remember one day we were shooting and he sat on a couch next to me and he just started asking questions about my life, which is like really unusual because it's like at that time in my career, I don't know what year that was, I was really just desperate. I was in a bad spot. You know what I mean? I couldn't get anything going. And I like you for Red Dawn, to me it's like, I mean, I don't think I shanked it, but and I thought it was fine in the movie, but I just remember feeling like this is my only opportunity. I got to kill this, and the movie has to be a success,
right?
And it wasn't. So, but I just found that experience to be really cool, man. What a nice guy, you know.
I remember I asked him for advice on the last day of filming because I never met my dad, so I was probably like trying to accrue, you know, father figures.
You a single mom
your whole life? Yeah, never met my pops.
Wait, I think we're of the same old daddy sperm club.
Yeah, really old.
How old?
62 when he hooked up with
my mom. You have me beat.
She was 42, my mom.
Wow.
My mom was 22.
Wow.
That makes a little more sense.
Yeah. So you had older parents.
Mm-hmm.
I have hope for us.
So he passed?
of natural causes.
When?
8 years ago, 9 years ago.
And you never met him?
Mm-mm.
How did you find out that he died?
Google.
Oh, my God.
Is he somebody that was an actor or whatever?
No, but he, you know, regular people have obituaries online, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I had no idea. Wow.
No, I know.
What was the, do you know if he ever wanted to be a part of your life?
I don't think so. My mom sent him photos of me and a letter when I was 5. And I guess I wasn't like a fetching 5-year-old because he basically said, I'm going to keep on the path that I've been on and stay out of this kid's life.
Do you think that if it had been a suit, like, were you cute at 5? He just didn't.
I was awesome.
Yeah. Who cares
if he was cute or not?
He said he made it seem like the dad saw the picture and was like, pass.
That's what I imagine.
Yeah.
No, like, that's not what happened.
He was old. He had 3 kids and a wife, and he was taking like this victory march into convalescence. And then he fucked up and I'm sure he probably was a guy who had affairs before, but he had a well-timed separation of 6 hours, just long enough to hook up with my mom and get her pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, you're 62. I remember once someone said this to me when I was telling them about my family, and they go, well, you know, majority rules. I was like, And he's like, he had a family. He had three kids. And then you come out of nowhere and this woman that he doesn't know that well, like.
Well, so you have three half-biological siblings out there.
Yeah.
Have you met them?
No.
Do they know?
What?
Yeah.
Do they know you're out there?
I imagine not, because like I have sisters and there's like, it's a whole gang of them. I imagine, I'm not exactly hiding. Like, I feel like they would have found me. And they, yeah.
Why don't you, because, you know, have you tried to make the step? You don't care.
But do you have siblings?
I got enough friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I got enough people in my life.
You have siblings?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
or no. I don't have any 100% siblings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's just the three that's out there are your siblings.
Yes.
Yeah. They're probably much older than you.
They're older. They're like in their 50s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, my dad, you know, like my dad was 62. My mom was 42. They hooked up once. They went out for deli after. Years later, I found out my mom and him hooked up again that night, which was new information.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was either the first or the second time.
You know, this is why fertility is such a thing, huh? You have a 62-year-old, and what they tell you, you know, past 35, you're a geriatric, reproducer as a woman. She's 42, your dad is 62. And they just hook up twice, and then boom.
They have a fucking star.
It happens.
a fucking star.
Red Dawn.
Aside from Red Dawn. Turner Hooch.
Turner Hooch, baby.
That's amazing. What a story.
It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really make sense that I'm here. But somehow, I mean, my mom's 77.
Wow.
Yeah.
It does make sense that you're here.
Thanks, Bobby.
Because, you know... I mean, the little I know of you, I already feel like I know you a lot more. And I just can tell many things. Because when you meet new people sometimes, there's just a lot of things you just can't tell. They hide a lot. And you just can't read it. They could be evil. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know. But with you, there's just certain things that I know for a fact. You know what I mean?
You have a magical aura.
Like a nice guy, very funny, you know, open. You get... timing of everything, you know what I mean? You're in tune because you have to be listening, right, to be able to, you know what I mean, react. Maybe that's the acting side.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know,
you're just authentically that.
I think it's a combination. He's authentically a nice guy, but also, you know, he's been acting since he was, you know what I mean, a kid.
But I'm a big fan of the show, of all you guys.
Thank you.
And I've seen you before at our secret meetings. But I don't approach.
Why?
Because that's weird. And I also don't want to betray the higher calling of what that is.
All right, so.
This guy's awesome.
Can we talk about, how much are you willing to talk about that?
I just wrote a book about all of it, so it's a lot.
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you see the secret group, because people, can we talk about what that group
is
or no? Yeah. So, you know, I've been hanging around at the LA AA scene for, I don't know, over 20 years, you know? And so you'd seen me when I, at an AA meeting.
Yeah.
And you never said, "What's up? I'm Josh."
I just felt weird. I just felt weird because I knew I would listen to the show. And I also, like, whenever anyone's public, I make sure to stay far away because I see how much they're getting hit up.
Yeah.
And so I just want to be like, if at all I can be of help sometime down the road, it'll happen.
The thing I noticed about you, you have a quick
little get up when you walk.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you
I
mean?
Know he already means.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Just be like.
You don't want to talk to anyone.
When the meeting's done.
What's
your thought process behind that when you get up quick?
Oh my God, that's so funny. It makes me laugh so much because it is something that I do.
Head down, going.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick gate.
There's a million. All right, so I'll just give you an example, okay? Saturday, Janina Gavankar, who I did a movie with last year, right? So she keeps inviting me to things, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in town for a couple of days, I'm always busy. So she goes, 3 weeks ago, she texts me, there's a congressman, Mark Tanaka or something, mm-hmm. and he's, you know, he's doing some sort of event in Silver Lake. Do you want to go? And I just rapidly read it and go, you flagged on it, yeah, right? So then, like, 2 days before the event, she texts me, "All right, here it is." And now I have to go. And I read on it, and I have to donate money to even go.
Right.
Right? So there's like a platinum ticket and another thing. And the platinum ticket's like $500. So I just go, I gotta go. Right? So I pay, you help me buy the ticket, right? And I show up, and it's literally like 30 people in a small little courtyard. And I'm sitting there. I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything about politics. I don't know why I'm there. And I'm seeing that people with rich people are there with suits. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, people are asking, everyone's asking questions. So, Congressman, when you propose that, you know, that article, you know what I mean, in front of the Congress, why did someone, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what is going on? I don't know if he's a Republican. I don't know what the fuck is going on here, right? And so I just kind of go, I got to go. And I ran out while he's talking.
You crossed him?
I crossed him.
Oh, my God.
And the reason why, and I did that walk.
How long were you there?
A couple hours.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, because I saw other people leaving too.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, oh, you can leave? I don't know. So I did that. So I did that in two with reasons. And Janine, I had a great time. It was fun. And I support.
But your exits, even though you're gonna with a quick gait, as you say, they're never that discreet. It's like he thinks he's moving fast. And like
the wind. I thought I feel like I'm being like the
but
wind.
But you're actually, you make yourself the most visible. Like, I'm sure you, like.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm sure you, you know, you took the route where you knew you had to cross him in front of the whole crowd.
Could you go to the back?
Don't lie.
No. Okay. All right, all right. People have to know I'm leaving. Right, why be there? Right?
It's number the one, anti-Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
It's like, bye, but I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. So I left for 2 reasons. I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. And then also, secondly, there's a valet, only one guy working.
Gotta go.
Right?
Gotta
this
go.
This is at somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And you think to yourself, there's 35 people here, right? They probably all bad valeted, right? If I go with the group, I'm there for another hour.
But sweetie, you know, fun things always happen in a ninth inning of baseball. Everyone who leaves in the, you know, seventh inning
go.
Stretch.
Gotta go. I disagree. Would you go? Would you go? You're out. You and I both would be.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
And I don't say goodbye. I'm out. I stand. If I go to any sporting event in the last 2 minutes, I'm at the top of the staircase.
Yeah.
No.
Waiting. Oh, yeah. Oh,
my God. Well, let me ask you this. Like, in a meeting, if there's a speaker, because my sponsor always says, you always have to congratulate the speaker or thank him. Right? Do you do it?
At a 45-minute speaker meeting, when someone really puts in, like, it's basically a one act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's a 200-seat meeting, would you?
No.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. Because he has to say thank you to so many people. So his interaction with you is so quick.
Yeah.
They don't, sometimes they don't even look at it. They're like, all right, thank you. And then I'm like, I waited. Come on. Lock eyes. I waited. Come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably. Come
on. When you cross. You crossed the congressman to leave.
Yeah.
Did you like wave at the crowd
no.
on your way out?
No, I didn't look at the crowd because, you know, they were all show business people. Just listen to what I'm saying. All right? Because I know this by Mark, you know, thank you for this industry. I know there's a lot of screen actors and directors, you know what I mean? And you could look in the crowd and there were people that I kind of recognized, some actors, I kind of recognized some producers and this and that. So it's like, you know, you can't go do like a normal show.
So if this is the crowd, Josh, you're the crowd.
Please.
This is Congressman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're walking this way. Do you tilt your head a little bit to the crowd so that they know it's you leaving?
Don't get mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something and I don't want you to get mad.
Okay.
All right. So there was a beautiful woman.
Oh, why would I get mad? Maybe you crank a neck for that.
I know, but there was a beautiful woman standing against like this, not a fence, but a wall, like a wooden wall, outside wall, right? And she had looked at me a bunch of times during the thing, right?
Mm.
So I just focused on her.
And I started getting a little jealous for real.
Are you being real?
Yeah, a little bit, but go ahead.
So I focused on her and then she smiled at me and I went,
no, you're kidding.
Yeah. And then I left. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The wink.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. So
I knew it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I knew yeah. it.
It's a little something.
Don't wink.
Let's dissect the wink. Right?
All right, all right.
Was it like, you know me, crazy Bobby, gotta go? Or was it like, you looked at me a few times?
I think this is what it is, because I've never had, like, she was a little older, mm-hmm. right? And she was sophisticated looking.
Yeah.
Right?
What's older, may I ask? Because you're in your late 40s. So what's older?
I'm 50.
Or you're 50.
So she was early 40s.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
But she was to the nine.
Yeah.
Like, it's Gucci shoes, the whole thing, right? And she was wearing, like, these tan bell-bottomy, really nice pants.
Yeah.
And
he's very into fashion.
Yeah.
That's the first thing he will notice.
Yeah, and normally, never... like those type of people, I'm invisible. Mm-hmm. But lately, because I've been on Sex and the City,
different right, audience.
I'm being real.
Yeah, different audience.
I can see, sometimes I'll see older women, fancy ones, look at me or go, oh, they'll even say like, oh, I love you on, you know, whatever.
I have an honest question, and don't be mad. if you had free reign and you could just go out into the dating pool again,
mm-hmm.
Do you think that the caliber of women now would be so much better than it was when you first met me?
Be honest. You're smirking.
Well, you're smirking. Be honest.
What do you mean the caliber?
You told me that when we first started dating, you know, it was slim pickings. Slim pickings a little bit. I mean, there were some cuties for sure, but I mean, like, there weren't,
I wasn't
like...
unfuckable.
No, yeah. But you're...
Here's what it is, right? I would back then, before I met you, right? Road gash.
What's road gash?
Right, when you go on the road.
Yeah.
Right? That's road. What we used to call them. Sure. That's not my term.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I would
highway honeys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Highway honey.
I would smash road gash,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that's anyone at the club. Yeah. Anyone.
Yeah.
And I had been in relationships. We know Sarah, you know what I mean? So, right?
Yeah.
And she was a comic, right?
Yeah.
And so where you're asking me if I was single now. No.
You're not gonna hurt my feelings.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
Answer changes.
But I'm gonna preface this though.
Yeah. Right. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm gonna preface this though. Right.
Yeah.
You're never allowed to bring this back up.
You have my word.
All right. You never. Right.
I promise.
Don't do it.
Wow. The Josh Peck.
Don't do it. you're never gonna use it against me or bring it back up.
Yeah. Promise.
All right. There is a knight in shining armor element to it.
What do you mean?
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Please, yeah. Expound.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, we might have to cut this out. I might have to cut this out. Flag this. No, forget it. I don't want to expand.
Say it.
No, you have to now.
Try your best.
Knight in shining, you know, there is a fantasy of going out with somebody that's like not at all from LA, right? Someone,
okay.
All right, someone who's
Scottsdale.
No, not Scottsdale. You know what I mean? More like Dayton.
Like a farm girl.
Like Dayton, Ohio.
Who would be so in awe of LA and the actors? That's what he's looking
for. But Paquito Moss.
Yeah.
What is this, Paquito Moss?
Yeah. Like where they would eat Paquito Moss and go, is this a Michelin star restaurant
right.
that I read about in the books?
The Grove is like a small city within a city.
Yeah, that.
So
right?
Basically someone with stars in their eyes.
Yeah. Like at the movie, they have caramelized popcorn.
Yeah, caramelized. You know what
I mean? I've only seen this in the movies,
yeah.
Right? Like stuff like that.
No,
right?
I get it.
Right, and I could teach them about Golden Goose.
Oh my God.
$500, Bobby, really?
Yeah, that, you know what I mean? Just a little, you know what I mean?
Knight in shining armor.
Yeah. So it's that, you're not allowed to bring this back up. Look,
I have a dad who probably did that with my mother and produced two children. So there's hope for you, my friend.
All right. I feel hostility coming out. I feel some hostility coming out and some anger, right? You asked me a question.
Yeah.
I was being real. And I'm not saying that I think about that all the time, but
literally, though, that was not the answer to my question. You willingly gave that information that is not related to the question I asked.
Yeah, you asked me, would I go
the caliber, and then
the
you
caliber.
Said, "I want."
Yeah, and I
who
said,
doesn't
"No."
Know what caramelized popcorn? Is.
Yeah, but I'm, oh, you're right. I know. I'm just saying. I'm refuting because I'm not gonna go. If I ever was, which I don't think it's ever going to happen because I love you so much, but in a alternate reality, because I just saw Doctor Strange, so there's multiverse.
Multiverse, yeah, yeah.
In a multiverse, right, situation, right? I like, because, you know, when I'm shooting a show like Sex and the City, right, even the background and just people are fancy on the show, right? And mm-hmm. and it's like, it that show betrays a lifestyle that I'm not... you know, privy to, mm-hmm. okay? So, and I just can't measure up to fancy in that way. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't drink wine, right? You know, I like truffle, but it's like, I don't know the varieties of truffle. I don't know how it's made. You know sure. what I mean?
Like you like caviar, but you don't know the different types
I don't
of
know.
Caviar.
Yeah, like when I went to the Bull in the Alley in Tulsa, I would go, yeah, the caviar,
yeah.
right? And they would come in a little thing like this. And I go, I think this is fancy.
Sure.
Right? It tasted great. You know what I mean?
What would Dayton girl think of glue thumbs?
Wow. That's interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
I've never seen that much Elmer's.
In thumb form?
How impressed would she be of that? Look, your glue wall.
Yeah. Right.
What?
So
you see it?
Where? Show me.
Right there. That's a whole. Oh, wow. That's a whole wall of glue.
We used to have all the glue, yeah. but I used them all. But you're right. You know what? Here's the thing. Uh-huh. All right. If you ask any of my girlfriends before, mm-hmm. right, about Elmer's glue, they don't know anything about it. Do you know why?
Why?
You're the most comfortable person that I can show all that stuff to.
Mm.
I'm being real.
I wish I wasn't, though. You know what I mean?
I get it. You can't get too comfortable.
Yeah, it's like...
You're right. Maybe I fucked
babe,
up.
Babe, look at you this fart. Ball of fucking fungus. Let's slice it open together.
Yeah. Can't do it.
I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
You openly fart?
He fart? Does, and I don't in front of him. No.
Can't you have.
It. You can't either?
No, you can't do it. I could, but I don't. I did once when I got my wisdom teeth out and I was on Vicodin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we were pretty new. We were together 2 or 3 years, but we were still pretty prestige, good Irish Catholic girl, like, you know, held it together. Mm-hmm. And then I was laying in bed, we're watching Ridiculousness because it's a show I watch when I'm sick. And, and it just was like, and I looked at her and I was like, I farted?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. I'm like, we break up now. And she's like, no, I have a brother. It's okay. Like, these things happen. But when I'm not on narcotics,
you really hold it?
Yeah, I'll go to another room. I'm sure she can hear it from the other room. My son and I get a big kick out of farting in front of each other.
Yeah.
But I just think the mere act of that I try to be more than 15 feet away from her means a lot.
Let me ask you this. If she farted in front of you, has she ever?
Yeah.
And does it turn you off?
No.
Then what's the problem?
So you're self-conscious.
Because it's a lack. It's like it's a microaggression.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel heard.
I see.
It is a microaggression.
Because I do believe in total like openness and wanting to just, you know, I want to know every single, you know, I want to know all your juices or whatever. But to me, that kills like the sexual feeling. Like, and that's just me. I'm not saying that's for everybody. But it does chip away at that sexual, like, kind of hunger I have for you. Because I'm constantly thinking of your wet, juicy farts. And
you don't have to use the adjective.
Juicy.
Thinking about it now. I'm a little turned off.
Yeah. You know what? It's an interesting point, and I think you're right. And I will be more mindful about that.
Yeah.
But it's almost too late because you've seen... You've listened to all the varieties of farts. But, every dry, wet, you've heard all of them.
But you know when you leave town and you come back, it's always a new slate for me. And I kind of get a little excited. You come in with your suitcase. I look at you. I'm like, I like the way he dresses. Like I'm attracted to that person. And it's like, brah! You
know, right.
Oh, no.
You know what? You're right. I think you're right. So thank you so much, Josh Pack.
Anytime.
For bringing this fucking thing up. Right. So are you mad about the...
No, not at all. But
yeah.
Will I remember it forever?
Yeah.
Yes.
You will?
Yeah, because I just, that's just, you know, tomo nota. I always take notes, you know?
I always say that.
So what? You take notes?
Tomo nota.
Tomo nota. Yeah. I knew I shouldn't have said it then.
No, I'm never going to use it again.
I know, but it's in your head now.
But look, that is also just a fantasy.
You're nuts.
That's just a fantasy.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Do you know what I fantasize about?
And that's
about?
Nothing with my fantasies go crazy.
Being cummed into by 10 men.
Different than a wink.
Different than a wink.
Different than dating.
Different than dating. Yeah, it's a little different.
Call the episode different than dating.
Different than dating. That's a little different.
Such a natural, normal thought process to have if you didn't have
Do
those.
You have fantasies?
Sure. I mean, I'm normal.
Just give me one normal one. Yeah.
It's like when people get super kinky, it's like, cool, whatever your thing is.
Yeah, but
like,
yeah.
The thing is like, I had sex with myself for so long.
Right.
I practiced for so long by myself.
Yeah.
That the fact that there's just someone there who wants to, you know, engage in it with me, that's novelty enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have I was raised with a skewed sense of sex. Mm-hmm. You mean not because of the molestation, but because of maybe that. But
wait, just to defend you, most people are and were, especially most people are.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But I had a friend named still my friend. I still talk to him, and his dad had porn stashed around his house, mm-hmm. right? But he would hide because he had kids, and me and at the ages of 13, 14 years old would just scour through when his dad was at work to find the porn, and we would jerk off to it, right? But it's like, I don't know if that was like, and this is a lot, you know what I mean? I don't think that was healthy, you know?
No, and you know, our friend Asa Akira, she's a beautiful porn star, but she has a really good point about kids, young kids, like coming across porn. Like, you as a parent have that responsibility to explain what porn is, not to just have your kids watch it without any guidance as to, hey, that's actually not real life. That's actually not how sex goes. That's actually not how intimacy goes. Mm. Because if you don't do that, you will have kids with a very warped idea about sex.
Mm. Yeah. So I don't know why we're going into this direction.
But that's like an interesting
thing. We were having fun and it was light. And now we're talking about like real stuff.
I mean, I wish my wife got more jealous.
Oh, really?
I remember once we were in Paris. This sounds cooler than I am, but we were in Paris at Paris Fashion Week. I was doing social media for L'Oreal.
Wow.
And I just proposed to my wife the day before. So we're in France. I'm like, we're going to do it up. This is great. And I don't know whether one of the supermodels thought I was handsome or like had some six warped sense that I was newly engaged. And so she wanted me.
Were you wearing a suit?
Yes.
Yeah, you look nice.
I looked aight.
Yeah.
I was doing aight.
Yeah.
I had just played John Stamos' son on a TV show that got canceled. I was crushing.
Yeah.
And so I remember, and like she made a bit of a show of it that she thought Joshy Boy was cute. Mm-hmm. And I'm like looking at my wife being like, all right, start getting crazy.
Yeah.
Like, take your rings off, show this girl what's up. She loved it. She thought it was hilarious.
Because she knows your heart.
I think she
is securely attached.
Yeah, and just
she's
like
healthy.
The actuality of that actually going through. Like, Josh, you're not going to date some international supermodel.
I know.
I'm not going to lose you to her. Like, maybe a really cute, like, pharmacy tech at CVS.
Yeah. Let's go to that direction.
Supermodel.
So even if you and I were single.
Please.
Right? Yeah. We're at Paris Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Right? Wearing suits. Right? You're doing a show with John Stamos, right?
And glue thumbs.
I got glue thumbs, but I'm also like maybe doing, like I'm the lead of a Southwest Airlines industrial commercial.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
That's very popular on YouTube. And and we meet two supermodels that are on the runway, right? And they're like, they're a little drunk, they have to be. And they're like hitting on us, right? I don't know what to do after that.
Me either.
No, what would we do?
We would talk for too long, and the night would get too long.
You and I would talk too long.
We would talk
our plan.
To them too long.
Right.
We would talk for too long.
We would have to be. I would have to whisper to you. Let's get more aggressive.
We're talking too long. This is 4 hours of talking about, you know what I mean, Skyrim.
You know Skyrim?
I mean? Yeah, we're really explaining to what Skyrim is, you know what I mean?
The difference between PS3 and 4 is it's the CPU core.
Right.
I have a question for you both. Yeah. If you didn't know your wife,
yeah,
and you met her today for the very first time running errands at Gelson's, would you feel that same feeling? And would you, same, if you met me today?
Today?
At Gelson's.
Am I single?
You're single. You're both single.
And you're both at Gelson's, so you're rich.
Yeah.
High-end supermarket.
No, yeah. She didn't say Erewhon.
Gelson's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is pretty nice.
Gelson's is not cheap.
You're not at Ralph's.
Yeah. But have you been to that new Erewhon on Coldwater?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane.
Erewhon is nowhere spelled backwards. You know this.
I didn't know that.
You're welcome. George, clip it.
Yeah. Wow, I did not know that. Erewhon is nowhere backwards.
Amazing. How did it take me that long to catch on to that?
I don't know. I would have never known, but I have a lot of rich friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
You really derailed it with this knowledge.
That just threw me off. Anyway, yeah. What's
Gelson's.
The question?
Gelson's.
If I saw you at Gelson's, am I with Josh?
No, you're by yourself. You're just getting your sugar-free Red Bulls.
Now, I'll just tell you right now.
Yeah.
I would probably look at you and go, wow, she's pretty, right? But I'm not, I've never like seen a pretty girl anywhere and said, can I get your number? I'm just not that guy.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? So you would have to make the move.
Would I be like, Bobby Lee, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. I mean, I just don't have the moves.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that
I'm not good at it. Are you?
Yeah.
You?
I'm pretty
really?
Good.
Yeah.
Because I had a realization at a certain time in my life. I think it was like somewhere like 9 or 10 years of sobriety where, you know, those interactions you have with people, especially during your teens, where it just feels like, oh, that was so awkward, or I said the wrong thing, or why was that not quite right?
Mm.
I realize now all this time later that it's probably them. Like I'm a fun hang. Like I'm a nice time. So if it's awkward, it might be you.
I've just that's so good.
You should think that in most of your interactions.
Yeah.
And
it's their issues. It's what they. Yeah. To me, it's always racism. I don't know why it always goes there.
You go there.
They just don't like Asian guys in my head.
So we're out of fries. Racism. It's like everything, right?
What do you mean the French fries? You mean the guy at the fucking? What are you talking about?
Everything is racism. Every issue you have.
No. First of all, when I go to In-N-Out, if they say they're out of fries, they only have 3 things on the menu. So I would be like, how are you out of fries? That's all you do. Burger and fries. There's no chicken sandwich. There's nothing. That's number one. That's not right. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Yeah. I wouldn't think if it's out of, now, if they were like, here's fries for you, Mr. Smith, but we're out of fries to me. Then that would be racism.
Okay.
If everyone else, of all the white people got fries,
but no,
and all the none of the minorities got
what if
any
they
fries.
Said they're out of burgers too, just milkshakes.
And everyone else was getting burgers and milkshakes.
We don't know because there's no one else in there. It's pretty late.
All right. So, when have you been in In-N-Out when there's no one in there? That's never happened. In the
history
of time.
That's why I don't go.
But you know what? This is one that just happened. It's a.
It's a new one.
Is
it in Dayton?
It's in Dayton.
I'm trying to see what scenarios you would switch to
okay,
racism.
Here. Yeah. It's in Dayton. You're finally dating this blonde cutie farm girl with stars in her eyes. And
she's never read a book.
She's never even been to In-N-Out, never heard of it. They just opened an In-N-Out.
She's like Gronk, but female style.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Dream.
Right.
Yeah,
and you're like, I'm taking you to In-N-Out. But like no one in that area even is interested in In-N-Out.
Right.
So you're the only ones there.
Well, I would say it was Morton's, but just bring her to In-N-Out. He wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. What's her name? Let's give her a name.
Yeah.
Layla?
No, I like when the parents were hippies or something. It's like, you know, they're
Jemima.
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 Like Juniper.
Juniper.
Like Aunt Jemima?
The syrup?
Yeah. Let's say Jemima.
Okay.
Jemima. That's a good one.
Like Jemima Kirk.
Jemima.
Okay. So Jemima, you're like, let's go to In-N-Out. It's this like really cool place to be in LA. And then you take her there. And then she's like, oh my God, there's no one here.
All right.
You go
so we
the
walk
counter.
In. No, yeah. No, let me do the dialogue. Jemima, this is Morton's.
Mm. Oh, really? Just like the movies?
Yeah, just like the movies.
Just like the movies. Right. and there's no one here. And I go, hi, can we get Jemima? You'll get a number two. I'll order for you. Because it's you don't know how to read.
Illiterate?
He doesn't know how to read, right? Jemima. She'll get a number two. Regular or...
animal style.
Animals. No. Regular onions or sautéed.
Or grilled.
Grilled. Is whatever they... is it grilled or sautéed?
Grilled.
Grilled. Or grilled.
So many.
I don't know the difference.
Yeah.
Right. Regular then. She's not going to know the difference. And then...
You're loving this, dude. You're loving this.
I'll have a number one. Regular onions, please.
Yeah, sorry, sir. We've actually ran out of fries and burgers. We only have milkshakes tonight.
What? That would be my first response.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm looking back and forth between you and Jemima, and it's not adding up in my little brain. Mm. I'm like,
Well, who's you're looking at who?
You. I'm on the counter. I'm taking your order.
Right. But in that scenario, I would just leave.
You'd be like, but you wouldn't call racism.
No, I would go to McDonald's and say it was boa.
You're just going to fast food?
Yeah. What
do you and Jemima watch when you get home?
Well, she...
She loves Chuck Lorre.
What?
She loves Two and a Half Men.
Chuck Lorre.
Oh, yeah. She loves Chuck Lorre.
Yeah. She's like sad Mike and Molly's done.
You're right.
Network.
I mean, she doesn't understand Big Bang Theory at all. No. Right?
But she thinks...
They're just nerds.
Yeah, but she's like... Right. She's like, I like the Jewish skinny one.
No, I probably watch Ridiculousness.
That's what I do. I watch it whenever I'm sick. Yeah. It gives me a lot of relief.
I probably watch what she wants to watch. Like, what do you want to watch? She's like, what is a girl like that?
Now this pisses me off.
What?
You let her watch what she wants to watch? You have never given me the choice of what to watch.
Okay, stop for a second. I'm sorry, Josh.
Let this happen.
All right. Number one, you've influenced me on a lot of things. Music, TV, and film. There's a lot of things that I would never watch because I've watched it because of you. Okay? And you know that's true, so that's unfair.
Yeah, but you don't watch them with me.
Number two... That's true. Number two, if you look back in the beginning of a relationship, I was willing to do anything, right? Because that's the, you know,
Long
that's what
Beach.
You do,
Long
right?
Long Beach.
It's Long Beach, right?
Long Beach, LBE, Long Beach Energy.
Yeah.
Long Beach.
Long Beach Energy, right? So it's like, I did all the things that you wanted to do, right? It's just through time, you just kind of go, I don't want to watch that.
Okay, fair enough.
So in the beginning, it's different.
Yeah.
We all know that.
All right. So what Jemima.
What do you wish he watched with you?
Right now, I wish he would watch the show called Old Enough, because I think that he would get a kick out of it, and he is being really resistant.
Hmm. What's Old Enough?
Oh my God! It's where those.
Do you know what Old Enough is?
It's a show about little like Japanese kids running their first errand ever in like they. It's really cute. I'm not explaining it well, but it's just a very cute, heartfelt show.
Yeah,
it makes you tugs at your.
There was a 50-year time in Korea where Japan oppressed us. It all ties into that, right? To me, even the kids selling dumplings at a restaurant, right? I just imagine them getting in a plane and flying it into Pearl Harbor. I mean, for me, I have deep resentments.
Okay, I'll have to take that as a valid
reason. Yeah. It's a valid reason?
I mean, my dad used to tell me that they used to hang us upside down and dip us in boiling water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whenever I see it just gives me trauma. So you want to traumatize me?
No, I don't.
All right. Anyway, unhelpful advice. By the way, can I just say this? I had a blast.
Thank you, Bobby.
I think you're just so good. Do you have your own podcast? What's it called?
Male Models.
Male Models.
Yeah.
Do you have guests on it?
Yeah.
Never been asked.
You're not coming on. Stop it.
Oh, wow.
I know you. I've listened for over 200
hours. Let me ask you something right now. Did I do the boys? What's the two boys that
Chad.
I like?
Chad and TJ.
And I did theirs.
Who are they?
Exactly.
Who are these boys?
Exactly.
It's big. Are they huge
influencers?
I did
Trevor Wallace and the other guy, Mike, right? I did theirs, right? I just did
Lex Friedman.
Lex Friedman, right?
These are huge podcasts. You're going on futurist podcasts?
No, right? And I'm going to do, who do you do Male Model with?
My friend Joe Volpis.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
baby.
Done.
Yeah. When am I doing it?
Anytime. We record down the street. But just know that if you don't do it, it's okay.
I'm doing it.
You don't have to.
You know what?
You're banned.
This is how I'm.
Kalila, you're on.
This is how adamant I am on doing
it. No, I'm not
adamant. This is how adamant.
Give Bobby the
history. You get me a date. You lock in a date today.
No. I don't
believe you lock in a date. Give me a date.
Is this the new Bobby?
You know, I'm doing, first Bobby. Of all, I'm doing that movie next week, right? So it can't be then, right? But that Will Sasso movie.
Yeah, Florida.
In Florida, right? So aside from that, if I'm not conflicting, right? Give me a date. Look, get a date from me. I'm going to fucking do male models.
Wow. I'd love to.
What an honor.
No, we prioritize.
Let George.
Yeah, we prioritize. Prioritize.
Okay, George. Yeah.
Prioritize.
I'm so sorry.
Unhelpful advice.
Wow.
Unhelpful advice with Josh Peck.
I've been in a bad spot for the past year or so. I had a horrible pattern of abusing alcohol at unholy hours of the day and disregarding the feeling of those around me. Because of this, I accidentally uploaded a humiliating video onto my Instagram story. I looked like I was nodding off on heroin or some other hard drug. I've been trying to get my life together, and I've started a DBT program. But I'm more lost than ever.
What's DBT?
Dialectical Behavioral Therapy. I'm a recluse in a huge city, and I have one friend. I'm incredibly lonely, but I'm afraid of getting recognized from the video, since it was recorded and probably posted somewhere. I've been like this for over a year and a half. Thanks in advance. Anonymous woman.
Wait.
Oh, it's a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
How did the video go viral? I'm confused.
I think she's more nervous that it was on her Instagram story, probably woke up, hungover, and realized it was on Instagram. Someone copied it or like recorded it. So she's worried there's a video floating around of her looking like essentially a drunk and not looking good.
Nodding out.
Yeah.
It changes it because she's a girl.
She is, yes.
Yeah, if it was a guy, I'd be like, who the fuck cares, bro? But when you're a girl, mm-hmm. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, but I've never seen it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it seems a little. Like, who gives a shit?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's like, your friend saw it, people that know you saw it, but if you're at a Starbucks, and even if somebody had seen it a month before, they're not going to go, oh, that's that girl from the video that I saw. There's just no way that happens. Because, you know, I've done a lot of things, and people don't recognize, they don't care. No one cares. Number two, I feel like she has an addiction, maybe.
Well, there's consequences.
There's consequences, mm-hmm. And... Josh and I can testify, like, you know, for me, I have three sets of friends, right? I have the people I grew up with, right? I have my industry friends, that's including actors and comedians and whatnot and podcasters, right? But then I also have a whole chunk of a section of friends that are all sober friends, mm-hmm. right? And my sober friends go from some actors, some comedians, but mostly, you know, lawyers, mostly people that work at coffee shop. It doesn't matter. We have a connection that goes way beyond any of the other relationships I have, right? It really is that. Like,
yeah.
One time I was at a bar. This is when I was sober, when I had the 17 years. And I remember I was in the bathroom, having a bad day. And there was two guys there talking about a step. Right, they were talking about like the force, like, you know, I wrote it down, but it's like, I don't want to. And I just turned to them and I go, well, you guys a friend of Bill W's? And they're like, yeah. And I go, how much time? And we talked there for like 15 minutes, in the, you know what yeah. I mean? Like outside of the bathroom. We weren't doing it in the bathroom. But my point is that there's an instant language connection. Don't you? Have you?
Yeah, it's the language of the heart.
It's the language of the heart. I mean, have you met strangers that you just met that are in the program and there's an instant thing, right?
Oh yeah, I was recently working with a guy and we were talking about someone and I was like, that guy's an untreated alcoholic, and he looked at me and was like, what do you know about untreated alcoholics?
Yeah,
because like normal people don't use that vernacular,
right.
They go,
right.
He's a drunk or and immediately we hit it off. But
another level.
When I was listening, like the first 100 pods, I had to hold myself back listening to Tiger Belly, and because I was like, Bobby's gonna drink.
Oh,
wow.
I
could hear
it. And I was like, don't be that guy. Like, you know, obviously I didn't know you.
Why didn't you reach out?
Because I didn't know you. You were moving so quickly from the meeting.
I know.
No, because remember, you weren't going. I don't want to.
No, I like it. Go ahead.
But like, you know, you were pretty publicly like, I haven't been to a meeting. I speak at meetings when asked, but I don't really go.
Yeah.
And then it was like the sleep in 05. And I was like, he's going to drink.
Yeah.
It's weird because he almost announced it to everyone in a certain way. Mm-hmm. Like a whole year before he actually relapsed, he had already talked about possibly relapsing. He was almost like planting seeds in everyone's heads. And I remember like a couple weeks before you actually relapsed, you had said, hey, I haven't chosen a date, but I'm gonna.
Yeah.
So all of us were sort of just like holding our breath.
But what I did, though, was I knew I was gonna, but I was scared. So I went to a men's meeting in Santa Monica on 26th Street or whatever. And not packed, but there's like 40 guys there. And I never raised my hand to share. But I raised my hand. I went up there. And I announced to me, it was so strange. I go, I'm going to relapse Thursday, guys.
Whoa.
Right? And I'm sharing right now because I'm just hoping that someone can talk me out of it, or God can intervene, or something happen, right? And after the meeting, I had a line of people talk to me, but I had already made the decision. It was crazy. Mm. It was so weird.
Yeah, I think 3 days before you actually relapsed, I said just like, you know, call your sponsor one more time. Call this. Like, I was saying, can you just anyone at all?
Yeah.
And nothing could convince him out of it. And it, because for a whole year, he was already sort of, He was going to get there.
But you also don't, like, you can't do like a spot fix when the dam's about to break. Like, you can't fix a couple small.
Wow, that's interesting.
And it was.
Yeah.
I mean, like, people will accuse me of this, and like, I have a kid, I have a wife, I'm pretty square. And people will say that to me, and I'm like, I'm not doing it for you or for me. I'm doing it because I can't be uncomfortable. Like, I can't lie, cheat, and steal, because it makes me thoroughly uncomfortable. And the best way I know to combat that feeling is drinking.
Wow.
So I got to be really careful about getting uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's very interesting. Wow. So back to this lady. You know, if you just kind of, I don't know what this DBT or whatever, the things she's doing,
therapy.
I'm sure it's great. But if you want an instant family, right, and you want to change your life. I mean, I've just been, ever since I was a kid, a huge supporter of 12-step groups. I really have. I've been in them all my life, and I've learned everything from them. And one last story. Oh, my God, this is going to be so, I think I talked about this already, but, you know, the first meeting I ever went to, I was 17 years old, and it was on a Monday night in La Jolla in San Diego. And obviously, that was in 1988. Were you born then?
86.
You were 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When you were 2 years old, I was going to my first meeting. And so a couple of weeks ago, I did Tony Hawk's podcast. Did I talk about this?
No.
Yeah, I did Tony Hawk's podcast, which is in San Diego. It was a great time. And I went, it's Monday, I might as well wait to tonight. I'm going to go to that meeting. So I went to one of my favorite coffee shops, the Panikin, that was in Encinitas area. And I sat there for hours and drank coffee and played Tetris on my phone, you know what I mean? And then I went to that same exact meeting. And I walked in. And the first guy I see, this old man, walks directly to me. He goes, it's me. And I just, you know, he was older, but I remember when I was 17 and I used to set up chairs there, this dude was so cool to me, right?
Wow.
And we instantly hugged, right? And I ran into 4 people that night that I remember from 1989.
On your first day?
On my first time going to that meeting. Because I kept going to that meeting for years. So it's like, you know, I had relationships with them, right? You know what I mean? All these, this other guy, you know what I mean? And me and this guy sat next to each other. You know what I mean? At the meeting, we exchanged numbers, obviously. But I just remember feeling like I was at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really, I can't explain it. It's like a it's like running into your grandparents that died or something. It was just like, it was that kind of feeling of like emotional, you know, and the way I, you know, hug them, it's like I would look at their hair. I grabbed the guy's head. Look at all these white hairs. You know what I mean? And like looking at his wrinkles and just looking at his body, like I would, like it would be like an old, you know what I mean, sea buddy or war friend or whatever that you were in a war with or whatever. It was just that kind of feeling. And then a kid came up and wanted a photo.
Ruined that moment.
It kind of ruined it a little bit. But then I, you know, he was a huge Tiger Belly fan. And I told him, here's another magical thing. He goes, because the reason why I went to that Monday night meeting was because the rehab that I went to would bring us there in a van. This same kid was a Tiger Belly fan. He found out about the rehab that I went to through the podcast, and he was now being delivered to the meeting from the same treatment center that I went to. And he was just like, I listened to Tiger Belly. That's how I knew I'd go to this rehab.
That's incredible.
And now I see you. What the fuck, right? Can I have a photo? I go, listen, we don't do that because I want to be your friend. Mm. Right? This is no longer, you know what I mean, a fan, you know what I mean, thing, kind of a thing. It's like, I want to help you. So no photo, right? Keep going to meeting. You know, I gave him the whole spiel and this and that. But it was just such a weird cosmic, you know what I mean, circular thing, you know what I mean?
Different generations.
Of, yeah.
Yeah.
And it gave you that feeling of what I have always longed for, connection, you know? And so this lady talking, it's like, you really are missing out on something that's like, you know, unexplainable. It's otherworldly, cosmic, if I can, spiritual, obviously. But there's just something that, you know, I wish you could at least try to explore. You know, go to one, see how you feel. Because what you'll find there is something that I can't even describe. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I remember the first meeting I went to, I heard that it said best, you didn't tell me what was wrong with me, you told me what was wrong with you, and I identified. Because I was like, I'm reasonably articulate, and like I've walked around my whole life not being able to diagnose myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, and you could throw some psycho terms at it, like, did I have depression? Sure, I guess. Like, I had a little anxiety, but that didn't really encapsulate it. But these people drank like me, thought like me, treated other people like me, but they weren't like a glum lot. They were like these people who were abiding by the social contract. They weren't shattered like I was. They had families and careers and, you know, all the cash and prizes that come with a good life.
Yeah.
And I remember I went to like a all men's meeting early on. I was 21 and I used to go I was tasked with picking up this guy in his 80s from his nursing home. And he would get in the car and he had like so much time sober and he would go, turn off the radio and listen to God. Like, big line.
Yeah.
And he would go, and he would say, you're here because of your mother's prayers.
Right. Yeah.
And it was rearing.
It was rearing, yeah.
There was a guy who used to get, I don't know how he would get your number, but he would find new guys, get their number, and then he would call you. And then if you didn't call him back, he would come up to you at the meeting and go, a man calls people back.
Oh, I love that.
And I was like,
they hold you accountable.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is, dude. I learned everything from it, you know? And here's the last thing I want to say about it is somebody said, if you continue as a kid when I was 17, you'll have a life, you know what I mean, beyond your wildest dreams and a big life, right? And boy, was he right. You know, I've traveled the world. You know, I've met all kinds of people. I've done things I could even never imagine. Like doing a movie with Ben Kingsley, like we talked about earlier. Like never was that, as a young guy, even a concept. Because I remember watching Gandhi as, you know, going to Blockbuster and renting it. And when you're watching a movie, like you never think, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, whatever spirituality is or whatever that guy said, big life, it just sort of kind of came true for me, you know what I mean? So they were right, you know? And it's hard to tell that to somebody that's in pain and suffering.
you know, but I just want to tell this young lady, I don't know who she is, but that it really is real. You know, it does work. And I've seen it, you know what I mean? Not only in my own life, but in other people's lives. I really have, you know, so.
But wouldn't you say, Bobby, like pain and suffering is a great place to start?
Yes.
Like I never learned anything on a good day.
Yes.
Pain's a great motivator.
It is, yeah.
It's the only thing, like I've heard it, alcoholics react great to catastrophe.
Yeah.
Because it wakes us up.
Yeah.
But like you just can't wait too long because eventually time will make us feel like, nah, it wasn't that bad.
Pain is a great motivator.
I'm full of it, baby.
It happened to me today. I was on Instagram and I saw John Mulaney, Ali Wong, Neil Brennan, all these fancy comedians together.
It hurt me. Netflix. I'm not even a comedian.
Yeah, Netflix. Just together, the elites with Kevin Hart, the elites. It caused me so much pain. I'm going to get him.
Is that the lesson?
That's the lesson. I got to get him.
Thank you.
Anyway, give him a round of applause. That was a good podcast.